Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, it's like every day, no one's going to follow Caitlin Clark. Yes, oh, big Caitlin Clark news every single day. We got that coming up in 20 minutes. But, you know, as we get ready for the NFL draft, thanks to Jay Glazer for stopping by. We talked about a big bowl prediction for the first round of the draft. It's been a while since Deion Sanders decided, hey, everybody, remember me? Remember last September when I was the only story in the world? Hey, I'm going to be a story again. And this is now a situation where Deion Sanders needs some PR advice from outside the program. Because Deion's always one of those guys, hey, are you inside the program? Do you know? He needs advice from people who see the program from the outside. Deion has been asked in the last 24 hours a few times about, hey, man, you just had 12 guys hit the portal. You had your kids on social media saying, hey, if you're hitting the portal, if you're on defense, talk to me. If you're on offense, you talk to Shador. So your kids are now running the transfer portal. So he's had a bit of a last couple of days, but people leaving Colorado is a big thing. And he doesn't like when people bring it up that way. Here's a sample from his press conference earlier today about what he thinks about people bringing up the portal and asking him questions about losing players and who he's going after.
You're losing some guys to the portal. What are you looking forward to reestablish? What position groups are you hunting in the transfer portal?
I wish you guys do a little more homework when you start talking about the portal and understand what we're losing. What are we losing? If I got time today. What are we losing?
Potential starters and
potential
depth.
Where?
Tight end, running back.
You haven't been watching practice, huh? Amen. We good.
I like Deion. I got time today. I got nothing going on today.
Let's
talk about this here. So you heard one of the guys in the background say backups. What are you losing? Losing backups. So Deion's upset because it was thrown out. Hey, here's 12 guys leaving. One was a very highly recruited running back last year that Deion Sanders got that's leaving. And Deion did say good things about him. Hey, which hope he succeeds wherever he winds up going. But yeah, you have 12 guys going to the transfer portal. And now here's Deion. This is why now he needs advice from people outside the program, right? Two big points I'm going to make. The first one is this, is that from outside the program, okay, outside the program, everything he has done and he has shown me and shown all of us is that if you're a good player, he loves you. If you're not important, he could give a crap. Yeah. Now, I get that most coaches in sport, they love their starters the most. You have the better relationship with them because you're coaching them more. You're coaching them harder because they're playing. I understand that. But if you are a player that wants to go play for him, if you are a coach that wants to send a player to go play for him, if you really want to keep bringing kids in, don't you want to be a little bit welcoming? Don't you want these kids to know that, hey, even if you're not starting, you're still my player.
You're still family.
You're still one of my guys. And maybe it works out here and you play. Maybe you go to the transfer portal. Okay. If that's the way college football is now. But to be so abrupt with, what are we losing? We're not losing anybody. I mean, what does that say? I get that, yeah, okay, you don't feel you're losing people who are going to contribute to your team next year. But what does that say? What message does that put out there to other players? You want to go play for Deion Sanders? This is where coaches and parents go, you want to go play for him? If things don't go well, look, he's just cutting these guys loose. He does not care. And even if he does, he wants to use this as a thing with the media because all the media, you're not paying attention to practice. Well, they don't allow people in to watch practice, so we kind of have to go by what we see and what's reported. So I'm going to use this as a political football. See what I did there? I'm going to use this thing as a political football to air some gripes I have against the press. So first thing, outside the program, I look at it and go, boy, if you're a great player, he loves you. Because all the great players, he loves talking about his son, about Travis Hunter, good players, right? Loves. But if you're not good, I understand most coaches, they don't sit there and go, but you have to at least make it look like, hey, you're part of the team. It's like, if you're a backup, I don't care about you. Even if you're on the team, what are we losing? Backups? What do I care about backups? Guess what? No matter what happens, if these guys leave, there's guys who are going to be backups at these positions through over the course of the season. So they know I'm not really valued because I'm a backup. So now what you've done is you've made it look to the guys that want to come there, hey, do you really want to go there? Because if you don't play right away, he's got no value in you. And if you go there and you don't go and you don't transfer, you have no value anyway, because this is what he thinks about backups. Like saying that is such an awful thing. And it's part of what's gone into since he's come into Colorado. When he first came in, he had a meeting with the whole team. All right, well, this is exciting. Hey, you guys get ready, hit the transfer portal. Okay. You know, I remember at the time going, I understand that first meeting. Really, these kids who have played football their whole life, that took scholarships to come to college, worked their asses off. Maybe they're not good enough. I understand that. But these are still kids who work hard. These are still kids who put the rest of their lives on hold to play a game that maybe they're not going to play anymore in 3 years. And the first thing you say is, guys, better hit the portal. My son's coming in. I got guys coming in. You want to hit the portal? Go hit the portal. Like this, he doesn't care at all about players unless you are helping his star power as a coach or you're a star player on the field helping him win. And you got to show me that you care about more than just that.
Well, the funny thing about it is, what was the problem with their squad last year? They had no depth, particularly on the lines, right? Hastily built, obviously, get out there and you've got a couple of all-class players. You mentioned his son and Travis Hunter, and that's great. Not a lot of depth. So what happened eventually? They got slapped around, right? They got beat up. And Shadur spent a lot of time on his ass. Based on the inefficiencies and ineffectiveness of that offensive line. The optics matter. They still matter. Even if you're a Hall of Famer all over the place and you played two sports and all of the greatness that Deion Sanders had, you're now a coach, right? And there's still some rules of engagement that still apply to it and the optics of it in the program and outside of, as you say, getting the next level of recruits. You still need to field more than 22 guys. So if you're not his guy, you're completely expendable. And he's letting you know that coming in. And I guess some folks are going to be okay with it because they want to go to Colorado. They want that experience, and that's fine. You know, you take fill up rosters and take your scholarship. But how much joy could there be in that experience if you're not the A-list starter? Yeah, just go. The callous, cold way that he dismisses the backup players is really something special, right? If for as much as we've talked about coaches in history and, you know, how they wouldn't translate today, I mean, is he translating right now? No. He did for a month. Yeah. He gave us some great sound bites.
When he was new, and he did great things, he turned Colorado into a destination very quickly. We had guys that were falling all over themselves to go coach with him and be there. And I want to go. And players saying, I'm putting Colorado in my top three. It was amazing. But you can't just sit there and say, all right, there's got to be more to that, right? And as you said the word destination, that's the second part that Deion's got it, that from outside the program. You want Colorado to be a destination. There's such a thing as too much new style. I went Beastie Boys again. There's too much new style for Deion. This is a different way to do it, completely different. And everything he's done has been completely different. But when you're picking a college to go to, yes, NIL money matters, everything matters. Mm-hmm. But you want the program you go to seem like it has long-term stability to it. And Deion is not fostering long-term stability. He is fostering things can change any single day. And that's not what you want when you're going. You say, I want to go somewhere where I know stability, and this is what the situation is going to be, and this is kind of where, as unpredictable as college football is, sure, but for the individual player, they want to know, okay, this is what my experience is going to be like. This is kind of what I like. I don't want to know going in that my position coach recruited me is going to get blown out, or this guy, if we lose three games in a row, the OC is going to get fired. There's going to be all kinds of crazy ass stuff going on. Am I going to stay on coach's good side? Am I going to not be on Coach Prime's good side? You need to show that there's a little bit of stability there to it, that it's not just something that, hey, it's all new and we're rewriting the rule book of college football as we go. Okay, I get that you have something new and it's great, but you got to show stability. And Colorado shows zero stability.
Well, I remember we were celebrating here, you and I, and I trumpeted it, and, you know, his name is Sean Lewis, when things were going well. And what happened? It went bad and he cut him loose just like backups. So now he's going to be the San Diego State coach, and we'll see what kind of wizardry he could do there. But the other thing, you know, when you talk about stability, how much of this success and how much of his coaching acumen is predicated on the fact that he's got his kids and he's got Travis Hunter? That happens when they leave. Right, that's the next part of it, right? And I loved last week that he had the team meeting and he had the notes from the professors or whatever. That was a nice little story, right? Of, hey, no slacking in class, go, be accountable, all that. Great message. But then on the back end of it, he's, yeah, you guys can all be gone tomorrow and we'll move on. And to try to be adversarial with the media, the numbers are the numbers. You lost 12 guys. You don't have to like them all equally. We get that.
Yeah.
It's still 12 guys now got to figure out.
And you don't have to be mad at the person asking the question. Hey, you're losing 12 guys. What are you looking to bring in? Right. Oh, well, like suddenly he's mad. Like, it's not like someone said, hey, you lost these 12 players and you are hurting at this. It's just, what are you looking to bring in? And now I'm mad. No one's looking at our practice.
It's about as softball a question as she could have asked. Yeah.
So you're not going to bring in new players? What, you're saying you don't need anybody else? Is that, tell me that then, if that's your point. We're not bringing anybody else.
We're good.
We're not giving out those
scholarships. We got it on the practice. I mean, practice field. We're great.
Yeah. Wait, the same guy that's the fourth string right outside linebacker, he's going to be fourth string at left outside linebacker. We're fine with that. We're not bringing it. Like, He, whatever mood he was in going into today, he let that get to him. And kids, you know, as much as they love the attitude of him and you love the charisma of Deion Sanders there, but they want to know, hey, coach is not just going to be someone who flies off the handle all the time, or I don't want to walk around eggshells on him. I want to know I have value. I want to know I have value. Yeah. If I'm a backup player, I want to know if there's stability with this team. And he does not show that. I feel like every day in Colorado, kids go to practice and walk out and go, I don't know what today's going to bring, but it's not going to be boring, but I have no idea. And that's great for a while, but eventually it's like, I got to get off this ride. I need a little bit of I can't have every day be this way.
Well, the big selling point was us against the world. Right. That became a cultural thing. It became a college, kind of like we've been talking about with Caitlin Clark college basketball into the WNBA. It's the you weren't here and now you're on board, right? People who didn't give any care about college football were suddenly Colorado fans and jumped on. Okay, how long are you one of the us if you're one of the players? That's really the question. Yeah. Like, everybody else may still be on board with what he's trying to sell, but what do you need to do? Are the rules of engagement for you clear enough to where you stay on the good side of things, or you become the next guy in a press conference that becomes, who are we losing?
So you, no one's inside the program like you. I get it, but this is what it looks like from outside the program, and this is not something that you want. So there you go. Free advice. Deion Sanders.
How did nobody ask him about the funny overalls he was wearing?
Maybe after that question, I don't think people wanted to ask that.
Well, I don't think they wanted. They didn't want to respond.
I'm gonna ask the overall question. Oh, do you have a question? Oh no, I'm never. I don't need to ask.
Hey, Coach, let's lighten this thing up.
I'm good. I'm good. I don't.
I haven't seen those since like Oshkosh was a thing in the 80s.
Are you channeling a little Vince Wilfork here?
I remember wearing overalls like that and how excited I was like because I liked wearing the shirt under it when I was a kid.
Really?
I loved wearing overalls. Yeah. Then they got fashion. When I was in high school, they got fashionable because then it was fashionable to just have the one side done.
Done
and the other side not done. Yeah. And then that became a whole fashion statement. And that became really big, and music artists started wearing it that way. I was like, oh, look, overalls became a big thing. I kind of like
it. Deion went both.
Yeah. Hey, is Hillbilly Jim coming in to
don't go messing with a country boy. Oh, the greatest Saturday night's main event, Uncle Elmer's wedding.
Exit How About a Fresca, Exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We got a Hillbilly Jim reference, and you love that.
That's the best.
Oh, man. You were paranoid I wouldn't get that in, would you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I see what I did. Coming up next, boy, do we have another incredible Caitlin Clark story coming your way. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be honest with yourself. You're driving down the road with young Catherine right now. Saying when you stop at that apartment, go right inside. Don't help the man with a broken arm trying to get a couch into the back of his van. Certainly when you're helping him, don't get into the van. Stay on the outside of the van. Let him get into the van. Also ask yourself why a man with a broken arm is trying to move a couch into a van late at night.
Ask yourself that, young Catherine.
Would you talk to me?
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Same
stop.
Movie.
Stop, stop, stop.
He wanted to be tucked in. He's ready to go to sleep. How about that?
TikTok Larry's young Catherine is waiting.
Hey, speaking of music, before we get to Caitlin Clark, speaking of movies, rather.
Movies.
This really pissed me off today. So the trailer for the new M. Night Shyamalan movie comes out with Josh Hartnett in it. And it's, you know, it's a horror thriller movie. And they give away the whole bleeping movie in the trailer, which is insane. Okay, so the movie's called Trap. And
that's a trap.
All right, now, and the setting of it is, and I'm, you know what? And here's it, because I'm a good guy.
Don't spoil it, please.
I'm not going to give you the spoiler they give you in the trailer. So
you will, though.
I'm not, trust me. So here's the thing. It's called Trap, and it starts Josh Hartnett back in Hollywood. Josh Hartnett's
good to have him back, yeah.
So Josh Hartnett is a dad, and he's bringing his daughter to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then at the concert, you find out there's some weird things happening. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, that's kind of a cool little push right there. He sees there's police everywhere, and they're bringing people outside from outside. Pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that so far. Then you find out that in the trailer that the reason for all the police presence is that there's a serial killer on the loose, and the whole concert is being put on so they could catch the guy because they're pretty sure he's at the concert. Now, I don't know how you would figure out a guy's there and not know who it is.
Yeah, it's kind of curious.
I don't know.
But anyway,
so, and that's why the police is here and the whole concert's being put on so they can catch this guy. And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know that I would have put that in, but that's pretty good. Now, that's a pretty good hook. And then in the last minute of the trailer, they give away the biggest thing in the movie. And I'm like, why would you give that away? Now, maybe this reveal that I'm talking about happens in the first 15 minutes of the movie, right? And maybe it's not something that, at the end of the movie, guess what? Maybe it's in the first 15 minutes. But there's no reason to spoil that. There's no reason to spoil it. It's silly to put that in the trailer. Suddenly, okay, wow, it's pretty good. Oh, and here's a spoiler. Oh, okay. Crap, that's such a great, that was such a great thing. And there was no reason
good premise.
To
yeah,
put
yeah.
it in there. No reason to
no,
put
I get it
in there.
You got God.
No, I was just stupid.
I would say that the thing that you just have to take away from it is that it is M. Night, which means there's going to be a twist.
Which
not a rom-com.
No. There might be other twists, but that's a great twist.
Oh, no, absolutely. The way you set it up, sure.
Right? You know, I wasn't the biggest fan of, hey, they're trying to catch a serial killer at a concert, which like, okay, because that gives me a lot of problems with that, but it sounds intriguing. Okay, I'm good with that. You want to put that in there. But then you give away something huge, the hugest, biggest part of the movie. And I'm like, why would you do that in the trailer? Why would you do that? I felt like Admiral Akbar. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Well,
I was trapped.
Because he wants the rest of people that haven't stopped going to his movies. to leave this one alone, too.
I don't know why you would.
Come on, let's go back to that elevator one. Devil or whatever the hell that was.
That upset me so much. I'm like, why'd you give that away? Yeah. There's no way I'm going to forget it when the movie comes out later on this summer. You know, because there's sometimes I'll read about a book I want, and I'll say, oh, that seems pretty good. I want to read any more about it. And then I'll put it on my list. I'll go, oh, okay, great. I'll get this book.
Yeah.
And but I can forget about that. But when I see a trailer like that, I'm like, I'm not going to forget that. Here's a big reveal in the movie, like, what the hell, man?
So someone had already solved the maze in your book when it came or what?
This is like watching a trailer for The Empire Strikes Back going, and here's Vader and here's everything. And the end.
Well, it was in the title.
And the end, Vader says, Luke, I am your father. Wait, what?
Well, yeah, it was in his name
the
whole time.
Vader is father in German. You didn't get that, Jesse?
Tell me you've never seen an M. Night movie without telling me you've never seen an M. Night movie.
No, I've seen
it. He clearly didn't spoil nothing.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, you did.
I like the way you said that.
That's a big spoiler.
Nah.
That's something you could have left.
You think he's
movie?
That dumb? He's going to cost the company billions of dollars.
Dude, he put himself in a movie as the best writer in the history of the world. He was going to save the world.
Why would you not do that? I would.
Put yourself
if
in
I
that?
Had the clout to do that, are you kidding me?
He had a character.
Look at me.
He had a character that only lifted weights with one arm.
That's
and
fine.
Didn't lift with the other arm at all.
Some folks are.
No, stop.
Odd.
You always say, don't skip leg day. Don't skip leg day.
I'm
That's
not
always you. Don't skip leg day.
You shouldn't. I'm
That's
not.
You.
But other people do.
That's you.
No, look, he also has the Nepo baby problem with this movie.
Well, yeah. Hey, guess what? The woman who plays the singer is my daughter. How about that, huh? Hey, great. So again, I mean, it may not be the biggest twist in the movie. I get it, but that was a big twist you didn't need to reveal. It was such a good premise and such a good, they got me interested. Now I'm like, oh, now I know. Now I'm just hoping it's in the first 10 minutes of the movie you find out what they told you at the end
of the
trailer.
Dude, you know the ending to Jets games after the first play, yet you still watch it.
Yeah, but how they get there is so interesting.
It's not.
It's not just the destination. It's the journey, don't you know?
Is it going to be interceptions? Is it going to be fumbles? Is it going to be a Hail Mary pick six at the end of the first half? What's it going to be? What's it going to be?
Are we going to get past the fifth play?
Now I'm going to hurt you. Now I'm going to hurt you now. Yeah.
Bring it.
When I leave tonight, because I park right next to you, I'm gonna open my driver's side door really wide. You be prepared, because I'm going to swap some paint with you. I'm a swap some paint. Like, this is going to be, like this is the end of Daytona.
So you parked to the right of me? Because the guy that parked there before was terrible.
Oh, really? No, I had a better park, but I can easily.
Awful parking.
I could put a nice door into your door.
Why
just
would
like
you do that?
You'll get a nice, big swab of black paint, right?
I'd rather you at least key the car like you always threaten and put a nice design on the side.
Okay, you just
heard.
Harmon gave me the okay to key his car. You just heard it. I got the okay. Cops
no,
can't
I
come
said
after me.
I would rather.
Cops can't come after me.
The former of keying the car rather than the slamming it. There's no art.
No.
There's no artwork.
Just slamming the door into
my car, jerk.
No, just as anyone who's ever played the game, would you rather, whatever you answer is something you wouldn't mind doing. Everybody knows that, okay? It's not, okay, I wouldn't mind doing that over this. Everybody knows that.
Well, I would always choose secret option to C.
What a great movie, The Game.
No, The Game was a great one.
Michael Douglas?
Oh, we just watched that the other night with Zoe for the first time.
That's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what I started today?
Loved it.
Franklin. His new show on Apple.
Ben Franklin?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He plays Ben Franklin.
Okay. All right. You know, he discovers electricity. Spoiler. Sorry.
Shocker.
When you see the string and the key, that's going to be the best part.
Jason, I'm actually shocked that you think he would give away a big plot line in his preview.
I'm not saying it's the biggest twist, but it's a big reveal that would have just added to the movie if people didn't know that going in.
I get you. Just don't watch the trailer.
Yeah, but how do you get people interested in watching the movie? Of course, that's
how
people...
about the director and the movie premise.
If you just said to me a new M. Night Shyamalan movie is coming out,
that should be enough.
If this was 2000, I would say yes, but it's 2024.
You didn't see old?
I've seen 2024. Yeah, then that movie made me older.
I can't with you.
That's 2 hours. I'm never getting back.
There's 2 hours.
It was a good movie.
There's 2 hours. A lot of M. Night Shyamalan movies I'm not getting back.
Wow.
He's very hit and miss. He's very hit and miss. I like The Village. Village was good. He's so hit. Lady in the Water was terrible. Terrible.
Really?
Yeah. But no, but I'm saying he's hit and miss. So I need the trailer. Hey, is this an M. Night Shyamalan movie I need to go see? Okay.
I brought up the one in the elevator with the devil.
It looks awesome.
Just dismissed it.
It looks awesome.
I didn't like that one.
And then here's a reveal that you don't need to put in the movie.
Was it the kid who saw dead people?
Shh, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody.
Allegedly.
Don't tell anybody. Tell me. The Jason Smiths with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. One thing I know for certain going forward is that the more time I realize people are just going to faceplant trying to talk about Caitlin Clark and women's sports. It is going to be something to watch long tenured members of the media just absolutely throw up on themselves because they don't know how to talk about women's sports or Caitlin Clark without face planting, without making themselves look awful. The last 2 days, there's been a lot of backlash. Caitlin Clark and what went on with Indianapolis Star columnist Greg Doyle, who is a long time, one of the more respected guys in all of sports, had a big, long career, and gaining a lot of attention for a couple of things he said at Caitlin Clark's introductory press conference. The first was this back and forth that's gained a big level of viral openness in the last 24 hours.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. So,
what he did was he made the heart gesture, mm-hmm. which is what Caitlin Clark does. And it was kind of creepy. Like, why would you do that? It's kind of creepy.
Kinda?
Yeah, kind of creepy.
No, very creepy.
Well, very creepy. Hey, do that to me, we'll be okay. All right.
Terrible, 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 and really, really bad.
Now, in the last few hours, there's been new video of a second exchange, which he had with the head coach of the team, Christy Sides, when he said to her, "You were just given the keys to that," talking about Caitlin Clark. "What are you going to do with it?" Which, honestly, that's even more creepy than the heart thing. That's like something that is like when you're in your early 20s club crass that you hear guys say about women a lot. "What are you going to do with that? Look at that. Look at that. Look at that." And this is somebody, okay, you're a well-respected journalist, and you're going to talk about Caitlin Clark that way. You're going to talk about her and objectify her in that way. Again, this is in public, in front of a lot of people. This is not when you're by yourself hanging out with your buddies and you're talking. This is you in public, and you've just now embarrassed yourself, and you've shown that, hey, people are really going to faceplant when they try to talk about Caitlin Clark and women's sports. It's insane, but we've seen a lot of that the last days, weeks, where you get takes from people talking about stuff that just makes it ridiculous. It could be something as benign as, "Oh, she needs to win a championship to be the GOAT," which is stupid, or "Hey, WNBA salaries, why aren't they as high as the men?" Like, which is stupid as well. People are just going to faceplant trying to talk about women's sports. And it's crazy, but it's going to continue. And I just shake my head because I say to myself, it's not that hard. Okay, yes, Caitlin Clark is different, and her story is woven in, and she's going to have that impact like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird getting to the NBA, Tiger Woods getting to the PGA Tour, which is hopefully going to raise salaries and raise merch and raise interest level in the league and sell more tickets. Like, that's the impact she's going to have, and I get that. But the rest of it, it's sports. Like, it's sports. There's a reason why, hey, you go to ESPN.com or a different website during the day and Haley Van List's transfer is on the front of the page. Gino Auriemma saying, hey, if we allow one-and-dones in women's college basketball, that's going to ruin the sport. Hey, who's transferring to Iowa to take over for Caitlin Clark as the next great superstar? These are all big stories now. These are all big stories. How about this? And this is it's a crazy idea that I have. How about you just talk about it like it's sports? How about that? I mean, I think that's probably the best advice I can give you. Instead of trying to say something crazy or get caught up in your head with saying something funny and you wind up looking stupid, because I don't want this. I don't want people to keep looking stupid. And it doesn't bode well for our profession. It doesn't bode well for anybody. But how about you just do that and you treat it like it's a sport? Because that's the one thing I can tell you. And I don't like a lot to say about what we do on the show, about where it is compared to other shows. But there's certain things that I know for a fact in my blood we do better than any show in the country, any national sports talk show. Talking football, yeah, we talk football great, but a lot of people talk football great. Basketball, yes, we talk basketball great, but a lot of people talk basketball great. When we talk baseball, when we talk women's college basketball, when we talk women's national team soccer, men's national team soccer, when you get outside of football and basketball, yeah, we know what we're doing because we know how to make it, hey, what is it? It's about the sport, right? We broke down the women's national team last year at the World Cup. I had an exchange with a person in the media on Twitter, direct message saying, wow, I love the way you guys broke that down. You know, I love the way you guys talked about them as athletes and as what you saw on the field and what the problems are and what they need to solve. And it was great. It was awesome. And I said, thank you so much. That's awesome. I never thought of it any other way. Like, this is what it is. Women's national soccer team is a big deal. Doesn't matter. It's a big deal to anybody. Everybody's watching to watch them win, watch them do things. So you talk about them like you talk about anything else. It's not that difficult. Yet people make it so hard. And this Greg Doyle thing, I'm like, dude, what do you think what goes through your head where you think, hey, I'm going to be kind of glib and kind of out here and say some crazy ass stuff? Well, how do you think that plays well?
Well, look, for the interest of time, I'll just say it thusly. With Doyle, he tried to say, well, that's kind of what I've been. That's the way I've always been. Like, it's 2024. It's not okay to be that way anymore, right? You and your buddies are, not doing your job. go do what you do. But when you're in front of the microphone in these kind of situations, or even in your columns, or when you're on Twitter, you still represent your employer. You've got to do so responsibly. So that's part of it. For us, look, what we've been doing here at Fox Sports Radio, whatever comes on these monitors in front of us, we're breaking it down live. We're not waiting for reaction. We're not waiting for a team of writers or somebody to go through and put stuff together. It's like we look at it, we watch it, and we get after it right away. And I've always prided, you know, that part of what we do. Do it with I think, great care and without fear. Right? And if we're wrong, guess what? The show will come back on tomorrow and we'll talk about it some more as more information becomes available. But right now, it's in a great spot. Everybody celebrate that we're at the party. Now let's just figure out what the rules of engagement of it are.
Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Amazing, but we're going to see it.
Yeah.
And it amazes me.
Oh, yeah. Last, to answer your trivia question, it's Lucy Olson, who comes from Villanova,
yep,
averaging over 23 points a game. Yep. Caitlin Clark said, welcome to the party.
These are all new. Welcome to the party, pal!
Exactly.
These are all news stories.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we'll get back into the NBA. Mike and I tell you who's going to be moving on and into the playoffs and the play-in round tomorrow night. Two big game. They're not in the play-in round, Ty shirt. They're
can they
fun.
Play themselves in the round?
Sure. They could play against themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's moving on? Who's going home? We'll tell you next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next?
Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this baseline heavy opening of song night, Tyshirt? Is that your theme?
You catch on
like,
to me, huh?
I feel like all the songs you've been playing have identifiable bass lines to open a song.
Yeah, well, it's all about
the bass. Yeah.
So. Which makes me think Another One Bites the Dust is coming up soon.
Not anymore.
No.
It's his first night here. You guys are already on the first name basis, huh?
Yeah, it's nice. It's
calling
nice.
Him Tyshirt already?
Yeah, it's nice. Well, Adam Tolbert is his name. Right? That's what it is.
Holbert.
Out.
Adam Holbert.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
It's actually Tim Tolbert.
Tom Tolbert. That's another one of my favorite Bill Walton's. Oh, Tom Tolbert, tell me what's happening right now. So we're in a 24-hour period of no NBA.
Yep.
Really no Major League Baseball. As we get ready for an NBA game or slate of games every day between now and July 4th.
Let's get it on.
Tomorrow night, we have the last two play-in games in the East, in the West. Who is coming out with a victory? Mike and I are going to give you our picks right now. And I'll start in the West. I would love to pick New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
No Zion Williamson, but I watched New Orleans play dead from the neck up until Zion decided, I'm going to grab this team by the scruff of the neck, and I'm going to try to will us to victory. But he gets hurt. New Orleans loses. That's not going to happen again. Sacramento is a fantastic team. Not all records are created equally. This is a team that had great heights last year, lost early in the playoffs, spent some time figuring it out. Now they're where they need to be. Kings win. They win by at least 10. And I'll give you this caveat. Kings win tomorrow night. I will officially pick seeds 5 through 8 to win in the first round of the NBA playoffs in cool. the Western Conference.
All right, I'll get the nod.
5, 6, 7, 8.
And we'll have Todd on tomorrow, and we'll ask him how the odds for that one. The Kings are just a narrow one-point favorite in this game. The over-under sitting at 210. But I think even with them being down in their rotation, right, you still have some injuries that you're dealing with there. What do you trust from the Pelicans? Brandon Ingram was terrible.
He
just came back off injuries, yeah. Right? He missed those 12 games down the stretch where they sank out of a fifth or sixth seed into the play-in altogether. And then he was on the bench and McCollum couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. What's going to suddenly change?
They were both
Herb Jones or one of these guys is suddenly going to go nut? No, Sacramento's too deep, too fast, too strong. They win in a rout.
All right, where are you in the East, my friend?
You know your where I am.
Oh, go ahead. Your
Let's
Bulls.
Go. Go ahead. My Kobe
your
White.
Your Bulls. How many points are Kobe White tomorrow? 60?
31.
65? 31. Wow.
Another big night against the Heat. Again, down rotational pieces, mm-hmm. and now you're down Jimmy Butler as well. The Bulls are a 2-point underdog on the road.
And the reason they're an underdog is because they stink. Now, that's a big thing. Remember, the Bulls stink. Okay, this is not just because they're playing doesn't mean they're any good. Just understand that. Some teams that are playing in the play-in round are good. Some teams in the play-in round and they stink. The Bulls stink. Okay, the Heat is a much better team than the Bulls. Yes, they're missing their best player and they are missing a couple other rotational players. Look, Duncan Robinson was cleared to play. He didn't play. Miami at home will have enough for one victory without Jimmy Butler. Right, they're 13-9 without him this year. They can play well. They've played well without him before. It's not like he's been lighting the world on fire all season. Yes, you're missing your emotional leader, but I will say Miami's got enough. Maybe Tyler Hero scores 40. Big night for Bam Adebayo, but Miami has enough to beat the Bulls, mainly because the Bulls stink. Remember, that's a big thing in picking this game. The Bulls, people forget the Bulls stink.
Yeah, they were sub-500. Okay. It's okay.
All right.
But no, look, I'm not certainly predicting a blowout win or anything of that.
You know, Bulls by 50.
DeRozan, White, Caruso is going to play. Looks like he averted something serious there with the foot and ankle. So that helps. I do agree, right? Tyler Hero was, 9 of 27?
Mm-hmm.
That won't be repeated. I did like that little bogus thing that was going around.
He'll let him wear the bucket hat during the game tomorrow night. He'll shoot a lot better, trust me.
Extra drip?
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Yeah,
no, that's good.
Look at you.
Does he get a,
I'm
does so he get
2024.
A big,
hey, the new drip is
does
here.
Does he get a big gold chain hanging down as well? By the way, the Bulls win.
Okay. What's your score? 101-50. What's your score?
Bulls, 137. No. 94-88.
Heat, 71. There you go. 94-88.
I like that.
So not a lot of offense in that game.
No.
I would pick the Bulls except for one thing.
Say it.
The Bulls stink. That's why.
I hate you and everything you stand for.
We got more coming up next.
Jerk.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.